Now we're going to a story about being 45 and over and looking for work. And a specialist recruiter for people of this age is calling for urgent action from all private and public organisations to ditch their ageist attitudes and to benefit from experience and knowledge. Kate Ross says she's come across hundreds of people who have been at the wrong end of ageism. They can't find work and they can't save properly to support their retirement. She's founded the organisation Wise Ones to fight what she says is a scourge on New Zealand as people become victims to a whole host of excuses by employers who are just wriggling out of employing anyone who is in their final 20 years of work. And Kate joins me now. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How many people over 45 are looking for work in New Zealand, do you think?
Well, according to Stats New Zealand, you're looking at around about 300,000 at least. These are people who are actively, in one way or another, looking for some kind of employment or ready to work.
So we're saying from 45 to 65?
Probably into the early 70s, yes. So prepared to go back into work, contribute, have got good skill sets. They're just not being given the right opportunity.
Well, I imagine that everyone listening to this who's in the age bracket will be able to relate to that, because often you'll look at a job that you have all the skill set for and you think, well, they won't employ me because I'm too old.
And that happens, unfortunately, all the time. And what frustrates me is that you get that email that's sent, that generic email that's sent to you, sorry, you're overskilled, with no real excuse. I just think that, for me, it's laziness. I think that everyone needs to have a conversation. Everyone needs to be chanced to be heard. And I think that there are plenty of people in that age bracket that who can offer phenomenal benefits to businesses that are just right now being overseen.
And Kate, you've described ageism as an economic and social issue that affects all of New Zealand. Can you explain exactly what the problem is from the employer's perspective? Why can't they see the benefit of an over 45?
I think there are, in some cases, there are organisations out there trying to look at these people. Like, we've got people on Wise Ones from like Kiwi Bank, Trustpower, AA Insurance, who've actually registered onto the site and want to employ those types of people. But this is just a very, very small minority. What we need is organisations to realise that when you go to market, not everything is needed in the young person these days. You know, people who have been around the block, who have actually got 20 to 30 years experience in a variety of roles, can add such great value to organisations and to teams. And I think all teams need a balance. We need balance with age, we need balance with gender. And if you can get that balance right, it just works brilliantly.
But why is there discrimination? What's the actual logical reason?
Yeah. Look, clients, people use the excuses that are they tech savvy enough? You know, with the changing environment, with the work increasing, can they keep up? Are there going to be health issues that come with these people? Are they going to be able to change with the evolving, economy and the changing way the business is moving? There's always these kind of stock standard excuses that come out that say that this generic or this kind of group of individuals can't cope, which is just not correct.
So if we flip it around to, let's say, someone who's coming out of school, university, what are they offering that somebody over 45 isn't? Is it the ability to be just up with the moment?
Yes and no. I mean, I guess, there are certain businesses that definitely lean towards that younger generation. You're looking at the high-tech type roles. Of course, there's a need, the social media type situations where, they want that young, innovative, that person that's come out of uni, that savviness. But there are a whole lot of benefits that come with that mature worker. You employ someone who's in the younger generation, and I do take on many younger staff, and they're great, but you've got to spend a lot of time introducing them into the business world, a lot of time teaching the way how processes work, what's acceptable and what's not. And that's absolutely fine. But what you can do, you can employ an older person who's got the understanding of how business works, who can fit into a team very, very quickly and just get on with the job.
Is it a new problem?
No. It's been around for years. I mean, it's just become more and more apparent. I think my feeling is with the the skill shortage that are out there, which is it's ongoing every year. I think, and the fact that we're having, you know, people in New Zealand are having less children these days, that there's more people now available at that sector of the market to work. So it's not new at all. It's just becoming more talked about, I hope.
And what about the impact on our economy?
Huge. I mean, you just imagine you're getting all those, you know, 300,000 plus people working. That's adding an extra $2 billion, you know, into the economy. And not only that, even from an economic standpoint, you've got health benefits that go with that. You've got well-being benefits that go with that. You know, you've got social benefits that are contributing. Everybody needs to feel part of something. And I feel that if we can get these people on any age and stage working part-time, volunteer work, full-time, whatever it is, that person's going to feel better all round.
So who are some of the people you've got on your books looking for work at the moment?
We've got a broad range. You know, there's not one particular sector that we take care of. You know, you can, take from an entry-level person who wants to sit on reception. You've got people who want to be accounting, through to CEOs, through to board members, through to volunteers. It's a broad range of people who registered onto the site, but clients are actually registering jobs onto the sites as well. So these candidates now can start applying for these roles and registering interest, and we just want businesses and companies to get on board and just really focus on this talent.
How are you going to go about that? I mean, I know we're talking and you're getting the message out there, but are you going to inherently change that mindset?
Well, you can only do your best. I think if you can get people talking about it, that's one start. I've had conversations with a few government organisations, and I would love them to get on board and help me push this across. That's obviously still in talks. I am going out and speaking to large groups, you know, in Chamber of Commerce, EMA speaking, just anything that I can just build some momentum behind it and get businesses behind it. And so we can become more aware of the wise ones and more aware of that talent, that pool of talent that's sitting there.
Yeah, because you'll be talking with people who are 45 plus. Mm-hmm. They're lucky that they've perhaps good management or luck that they're still in their jobs and have a secure future. But they must be able to see that how difficult it would be for anyone over 45 who isn't in a job, perhaps for no fault of their own. They might have been made redundant or something happened.
I think until you've kind of come across that person who's had that experience, or you've experienced yourself, you don't really realise the true impact. When you're sitting in a role and you think, okay, I'm 45, 50 plus, and I probably got another 10 in my job, or I know I feel pretty secure. The thing is, you can't feel secure these days. The thing, businesses and economy is changing so quickly. Any role can be disestablished at any time. So, you know, you've got to be kind of, you know, you've got to be versatile. You've got to be very aware of what's ahead of you. You've got to be enabled to down tool, pick up another set of skills and get on with it. So, I do feel for people who are out there who aren't in work right now, I think it's very difficult, and I think there needs to be more support put around them to enable them to get work.
And it's wiseones.co.nz?
That's correct.
Very good, Kate. Well, good luck in that mission. And I imagine that there'll be plenty of people listening tonight who'll go and check it out and see if there's anything there for them. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. No problems at all. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Kate Ross, founder of Wise Ones.